This is 89.1 WEMU, that time of the week where we like to bring in Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation, and he joins us each Thursday for Cinema Chat, and still doing this remotely, as we have for more than a year now, but it is always good to hear your voice.
Yes, absolutely, and I bet you we're going to get back in the studio, or you're in the studio, but I'll get back in the studio in just a few weeks, I hope. So we'll
I doubt that very seriously. I don't think we're going to be back together maybe until 2022.
Well, we'll keep a good thought anyway. And, you know, remote technology gets better and better, so that's a good thing, too. Well, you've probably heard that the Golden Globes, the Hollywood Foreign Press Corps that sponsors the Golden Globes.
That always votes out of Los Angeles, yes.
Yeah, it's in big trouble, and well, it should be. The Hollywood Foreign Press is an organization that has always been a kind of a joke. It's funny that the Golden Globes have gotten such a large amount of media attention over the years, but for many, many years, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association was essentially just a collection of people who appointed themselves a journalist. They almost all had some kind of an accent, a non-American type of accent. there were some legitimate journalists in them, but there were many folks that just weren't qualified at all. They've tried to reform it and be a little bit more journalistic, but what they've never been able to do is deal with diversity, equity, and inclusion in terms of the ranks of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
Yeah, not one person of black or brown skin color, a member of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
Absolutely. So this last week, NBC Universal, who broadcast the Golden Globe, formally announced that it would not be broadcasting the Golden Globes in 2022, and quite likely not in 2023 either. With 2 years off, who knows if it will survive.
You don't think somebody's going to pick it up?
Well, there's lots of award shows, so I don't think we're going to be lacking in award shows.
No, it is definitely an industry that likes to pat itself on the back.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Golden Globes, in a sense, have played a pretty important role in terms of foreshadowing the Academy Awards. We know that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has also had its own issues with equity, diversity, and inclusion, as has the entire film industry, and frankly, the arts industry as well. Anyway, this is a very serious, very important matter, and there's action being taken by many folks in Hollywood to create a more significant forward movement in these areas.
Corrections Amazon that are Studios, long overdue.
Absolutely. Amazon Studios and Netflix said they would not support the Golden Globes. Neither did Warner Brothers and Tom Cruise.
He gave his back, yeah.
He has three Golden Globes for 4th of July, Jerry Maguire and Magnolia. We will not be seeing the Golden Globes next year, which I think, in all things considered, is probably a good thing. It is heartening to know that there is forward movement in these matters. And it's very reminiscent of the forward movement that was made after the Harvey Weinstein Me Too cultural shift in 2017. So,
but we have to consider it just a start. This is not the be all end all, and there is a lot of work to be done on all fronts.
Absolutely. No, and it's a continuing process of understanding and forward movement. That's the way society works, and we'll look forward to more on this and more progress as time goes on.
Why don't we talk about some actual movies?
Yes, well, I'm very excited about this movie that we're opening this week at the State Theater. It's called The Truffle Hunters, and it's a documentary film about these, at this point, rather elderly men and their dogs who hunt for white truffles in the Piedmont forests of Italy, which is the northern part of Italy. It's a charming film. It premiered at Sundance, and we've been anticipating showing this for over a year. Originally, we had scheduled it for the 2020 Cinetopia, which we obviously had to cancel. We're finally showing it, and it will be a delightful film. So come on out, take a peek. We got a safe environment for you to see any movie that we do at the State of Michigan. But Truffle Hunters is a well reviewed and a charming film.
Are you a big fan of the white truffle?
Well, they're very expensive. So many years ago, I was knighted by Italy for some work.
Yeah,
that
I remember.
Done
yeah,
Italian film. And I went to a gathering of Italian knights in New York and met a gentleman who had a restaurant. And it was a little kind of hole-in-the-wall Italian restaurant. But at one point in history, he bought a truffle. This was probably 20, 30 years ago. He paid $10,000 for this kind of onion-sized truffle. So they're very, very
expensive.
I can't
tell you how many parts of my body just clenched.
It's crazy, and a lot of times you see, you know, truffle fries, and that's actually a synthetic oil that's created. So these truffles are very, very elite kind of gourmet things that you really just have a few shavings on when you go to a restaurant that actually serves them. It's a fascinating tale. They've never been able to cultivate these white truffles. So you can only get them if you find them underground. And that's why these dogs are so important, because they literally wouldn't find them. And they're very, very rare, obviously, why they're very expensive. So anyway, you get to,
I will never have one. Let's put it that way. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair with Russ Collins on the other end of the live line.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're continuing the film Limbo, which we opened last week. It's set in Scotland, and it's about a musician who's a Syrian refugee, and he's waiting for his asylum request to be approved by Scotland. And it's a very human tale about a guy trying to make it. And it's actually kind of hopeful and positive. And it did pretty well last week. So go check it out. New York Times liked it a lot. And we'll look forward to having that for another week. And we're also continuing Demon Slayer, which is this great anime film based on the manga and the Japanese TV show.
Popular here and all around the world.
Absolutely. And we're actually taking Nomadland did so well last week. We're going to show it all weekend at the State Theater as well. So go check that out. At the Michigan Theater, we're doing classic repertory titles. And we've got three completely classic films that I hope folks like.
Such
Rocky
as?
Horror Picture Show.
All right.
Which is a cult classic. We're doing that Saturday. We're not doing it late at night, so we're you can see it without staying up till the middle of the night.
Traditionally, when you have shown this film, do people come dressed up still?
They do. However, for safety reasons, we're not having the cast. We're again making folks wear their masks. If you want to chant along with it, again, with your mask on, if you want to celebrate, and some of the ways that people celebrate, we're happy to do
good
that.
Good way to get together and do the time warp again.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's going to be good. And then Dream Girls, which was based on the Broadway play. I actually got to see the Broadway play, and then when the film premiered here at the Michigan Theater back a few years ago, it felt like you were actually watching a play. It was very exciting. It stars Beyonce, Jennifer Hudson, Eddie Murphy, and Jamie Foxx. It's essentially a fictional account of the Supremes.
Right.
It's a Motown story, loosely based on the story of the Supremes, and it's got a great score. Really wonderful film as well. And then The Wizard of Oz will be played on Sunday as a Sunday matinee.
Never get tired of that movie.
Classic. It's great. And a lot of people have never seen it on the big screen, so that's great. So those are the three this weekend: Rocky Horror Picture Show, Dream Girls, and Wizard of Oz. Next week, we're doing Hard Day's Night, the Beatles movie, and Spike Lee's Malcolm X, as well as Princess Bride. So another great lineup.
Quite a diverse lineup, too.
Absolutely. We've got a whole bunch of those. It concludes, that little classic series concludes on June 5th and 6th with Blade Runner and Sound of Music.
Which go together perfectly.
Yeah, Yeah, it's you could do it as a double bill if you want on Saturday and Sunday. We're looking forward to some films that are coming in a couple of weeks. Dream Horse and The Dry. Dream Horse is both of these films, Dream Horse and Dry, have gotten 100% positive Rotten Tomato reviews.
Wow.
So we're happy about that. We'll talk more about those next week. But a lot of great stuff coming up. And mark your calendar for June 11th, In the Heights, which is Lin-Manuel Miranda's first Broadway musical that's been turned into a film. And it's going to be an exciting event at the Michigan Theater.
He does seem to have the Midas touch, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's an amazing artist, and we're really happy to have that film come.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we'd like to thank you for joining us once again for Cinema Chat. We do it every Thursday, so we hope we'll see you again next Thursday. This is your community NPR station. It's 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from your local art house in downtown Ann Arbor.